my story. So I started off as a BLM lifer. I started since sixth grade. I started back in 2006, 2007, that calendar year. And I came from a mixed school where there was boys and girls. And it was weird coming into an all-boys school at the time. There's a lot that I was not expecting. But what I could say was my first, from my first year, I was set with friends up until my senior year. I had the same group of friends, which we all played in the baseball team. Unfortunately, I didn't make it all the way through to varsity. I was cut sophomore year. But the story that I can say was even through the hardships of not making it on the team, the same group of friends that I had since 5th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade were all the same group of friends. We actually sat at the same lunch table every day from 6th grade all the way up until senior year. We never switched seats. We never switched tables. That was, like, our table for, like, 7 years. And it got to the point that the disciplinarians, the administration knew which one was our table, obviously with the new construction and everything. I'm pretty sure we don't have that table anymore there. But but we sat at the same table. It was something that BLM sets you up for life with the friendships that you make there. When someone says at an interview process, especially with Robert Half, with this recruiting agency or anywhere that I go, whenever you mention BLM or if BLM is on your resume, you're always going to get selected. Especially if on the other side, someone in the company is BLM, or if the actual person is BLM, you're always going to get selected no matter what. And it was funny, during my interview process, I was interviewing with different jobs. I worked with another agency, and it got to the point that when I was working with another agency, I lost my job. Times got tough. And my girlfriend, she sent out my resume to this employer recruiter friend that she knows. And as soon as she received it, on average, it usually takes around a week, 2 weeks for the recruiter to find you a job.
Uh-huh.
The same day that my girlfriend sent out my resume to that recruiter, she called back immediately saying, listen, someone just reached out saying that they want you right now. Like, they want this guy right
now.
We didn't know what was going on. We're like, who is this? What's going on? And long behold, it was another BLM alumni that just saw my application, and right away, he didn't even think twice. Mind you, I've never worked in an AC company, but I'm not working there. Like, I didn't take the position. Unfortunately, like, him and I were still good friends and everything after the process, but it was to the point that I was not in the AC or the HVAC world. But in times of need, I just sent out an application, and without realizing it, a BLM alumni saw the application and just said, come here and I'll help you out. Unfortunately, I didn't take it just because of my personal interest. I didn't think I was going to be happy there. So I said, hey, man, thank you for your assistance. Thank you so much. But in a matter of the same day, it wasn't even a question. He just said, you're going to work for me. Let's work together and see how you can work for us in the meantime while you get back on your feet. So Belenda, we all stick out for each other, and we were a different class. He was class of 2012, 2011, so it was a different class, but at the same time, it's something that we all look out for each other. It's almost like a fraternity of brothers, all knowing that we're all meant for others, and we're all built for that for the rest of our lives. It's something that Belenda engraved in each one of us, that if we see any of us or anyone in Miami in their time of need, we're always going to be there to help. And that's just something that we just live with for the rest of our lives. Since 1854, whenever the BLM was, founded, we were just known to be men for others and to live through God's glory. And that's how we all resemble that men for life, like men for others, men like for life.
That is such an awesome, awesome story. I love it. What great connections. What great friends for life.
Right.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.